The letter says Search lost more than $4 million in 2011. CEO Charles Clement writes that the problems did not materialize overnight, but, quote, are the consequences of inattention to the evolving nature of healthcare, the business of tribal healthcare specifically, and a failure to effectively manage such complex issues, unquote. Search is a nonprofit tribal health consortium that operates in 18 communities throughout Southeast Alaska. With nearly 1,000 employees, it's the region's largest private employer. Headquarters are in Juneau, with a large hospital and a medical campus in Sitka. Clement started work as CEO on February 6th. His letter says Search is facing major challenges, such as the rising cost of providing health care and limited federal compact funding. That federal money makes up nearly half the organization's budget of more than $115 million. Clement calls for more innovation in delivering health care and more responsibility in recovering expenses. His letter does not provide details of how that will happen, but he writes that in the upcoming weeks and months, there will be changes, some of which will be, quote, extremely difficult and perhaps even heart-wrenching. Search spokesman Michael Jenkins declined to comment on the letter Tuesday, but said Clement would be free for an interview sometime next week. Jenkins says the letter is meant to provide information to staff in a transparent fashion. The situation spelled out in the letter paints a different picture than Search's most recent annual report. In 2010, the organization saw a net income of nearly $600,000, up from about $350,000 in 2009. Then CEO Roald Helgason wrote in the 2010 report that Search exceeded its financial goals that year, watching its programs grow as the finances stayed in balance. Patient visits were up across the board, and facilities were being renovated or expanded to the tune of millions of dollars, mostly from grants and government sources. Helgason was not immediately available Tuesday afternoon for an interview. Exactly what happened in 2011 to change Search's financial picture is not made clear by the letter. Clement says Search needs to rebuild, but he also says he's incredibly optimistic about the organization's long-term future. In less urgent times, he says he would want to engage staff on the best ways to solve the consortium's financial issues. But this situation is critical, he says, and the sooner the changes occur, the less drastic they'll be. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.